Hello, this is Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Beckley. Today is a day of favor for you. Today is your day of laughter. Whatever is packaged and ordained to bring you tears, God will use it to bring you joy. Everything that will cause you sorrow, God will turn them around for your dancing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree the day will favor you. The day will work for you. Things will work to your advantage. Anything that will not allow you to enjoy the benefit of today is cleared off your way, is lifted off your path. No hindrances to your testimony. There shall be no hindrances to your miracle. There shall be divine celebration your way today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everyone that comes your way today will add value to your life. God will send messengers of help to you, and they shall deliver to you in every area of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to another prophetic daily prayer podcast. I am so much delighted because of the good things and the great things that God has been doing via this platform. You are definitely blessed. There is no doubt about it. Evil will never befall you. I appreciate every one of you that has been sending these prayers to your friends, families, even to your enemies, because it is definitely blessing them. Thank you so much for being a blessing. Now, today, my prayer charge for you is from the book of Zephaniah. That's right. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 19 to verse 20. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 19 to verse 20. And the Bible says, "Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee." I will undo all of them. "And I will save her that halted, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame." Verse 20, "At that time I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord." Listen, in the name that is above every other name, there is a time that is called the set time. And by the revelation of the scripture, he said, "At that time I will undo." God is the one here speaking. He said there are things that needs to be undone so that what's supposed to be done in your life will be made available. I have come to pray with you today that this season is that time. That time for your promotion has come. That time for your deliverance is today. That time for your release is today. That time for your breakthrough is this season. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he said, "I will undo everything that needs to be uprooted, that needs to be undone." The word "undo" means it has been done before, but I will reverse it. Whatever needs to be uprooted, reverse, revoke, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, scattered, removed in the journey of your life that is not allowing you to make progress the way you ought to have made progress, I command them to be removed now. I command them to be reversed now. Whatever needs to be undone in your life so that what's supposed to be done positively will manifest, let the Lord undo them now. The power of the Lord remove them from you. Every deposit of weakness, deposit of darkness, deposit of delay, deposit of shame, I command them to be removed. And the Bible says, "I will undo all that afflict thee." In other words, there are some forces behind your affliction. There are some powers behind your affliction. Today, in the name of Jesus, whatever is sponsoring affliction in your life, it is destroyed now. Every power, every dominion, every authority, every territory power, every territorial demon, anything behind the affliction, your torment, your confusion, your stagnation, today Hey, the Lord undo them, the Lord destroy them. And the Bible says, I will save her that altered. Now, the word altered means something has been tampered with in their life. Now, they are not walking straight anymore. They are not walking smooth anymore. Something has been tampered with. Whatever has been tampered with in the journey of your life, as you say, amen, loud and clear, may God work upon them. The Lord will save you. He will save your marriage. What has been done against your marriage is undone right now. What has been tampered with in your future, the Lord work upon them. What has been tampered with in your health, the Lord work upon them. What has been tampered with in your home, the Lord work upon them. That's your son, your daughter, whatever has been tampered with in their life, the Lord is working upon it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where you have been driven out, he said, I will gather them. Where you have been driven, where you have been scattered, where things have been working against you, God is gathering you together. That means there is restoration. That means there is recovery. Oh, glory to God. Isu kapato. This season, God will restore. He will gather that your marriage back again. He will gather your resources that have been scattered back again. Whatever has been scattered in your life, God is gathering them together. He's gathering your life back. He's gathering your destiny back. He's gathering your spirituality back. Your gift that has been scattered is gathered back right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever has been scattered in your life, they are gathered back in Jesus' name. And so shall it be. This is a long prayer. I will continue from here tomorrow. This scripture is loaded, and I know there is something in this scripture for you. Don't miss prophetic prayer tomorrow. I will continue from this scripture where I stop, and then I will pray with you tomorrow. But remember, God is saying, I will undo. Some things needs to be undone. As I charge you today, what is that thing that you also need to undo? Undo means there are some things you are doing now, you need to stop doing them. You need to stop doing them. You need to stop doing them. You need to stop them. Undo them. Stop them. That means stop committing those things, because they will not allow the things that are supposed to manifest in your life to manifest. Then my word charge for you today is that word undo. Undo. That's right. Undo. It is a word charge for you. I have come to charge you today. Undo. Undo. It is a word from heaven. Undo means stop doing it. Reverse it. If you have been holding malice with people, undo it. Undo. Maybe you are the one tying other people down. Undo. Maybe you are the one speaking evil about others. Undo. God is saying undo. Stop me. Stop doing them. Stop doing some things so that what needs to be done in your life will be done. What you don't stop doing that you ought to stop doing will stop the things that are supposed to start happening in your life from happening. I'll say that again. What you're supposed to stop doing that you have not stopped doing will stop good things that are supposed to be happening in your life from happening. It will stop them from happening. That's why you must undo some things in the journey of your life. I pray for you today. Grace will speak to you. Grace to stop doing what you need to stop doing is released. Stop fornicating. Stop speaking evil about others. Stop that malice. Stop being an hindrance to other people's destiny. Stop fighting people. Stop it. There is something you need to stop doing so that what's supposed to start happening in your life will begin to happen. You are blessed and you are lifted in the mighty name of Jesus. Share this prayer with somebody. Send it to your friends. Send it to people within your sphere of influence. Let the power of God reach them wherever they are. And surely they shall be blessed in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Now, in case this prayer was shared with you and you would like to be receiving it personally daily, all you need to do is to send the word register me. Register me. Send it as a message, as a text message, or as a WhatsApp message to this phone number. +1 972 639 1762. The number again is +1 972 639 1762. The Lord bless you and the Lord lift you up in Jesus' name. Make sure that you check out the YouTube page that I just set up. We are setting a lot of things up so that we can build a community of prayer like-minded people, prayer-oriented community where you come, you can tap into the power of prayer. We are working on a lot of things like that so that we can take this to the next level, and I know you surely will be lifted and be blessed as you connect. So make sure you subscribe to that YouTube channel. You will, it's uploaded already, updated already, and then you can be connecting with prayer series. Now, all these prayers we have been praying also from day one up till date, they are also being uploaded in video format. You can connect with it on there and you can listen to it. So you, that means you can delete some of them from your phone so that you can have some space, and then you'll be able to watch them, I mean, online. They are there, or we are putting them on already. The Lord lift you up in Jesus' precious name. Now, if you felt led to support these things that we are doing, all the things we are doing is costing us resources, but we thank God for His grace and His help. If you felt led that you believe you want to be a blessing to support all these things, or in appreciation of what God is doing through us on this platform, and you desire to support it, you can, give your donation. Go to any of our privileged website, or you can just send me a WhatsApp message. I will send you where to go. But you can just go to www.paypal.me/praying radio. paypal.me/praying radio. It will be part of the message for this broadcast, so you will be able to see it there. The Lord bless you and the Lord lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today is your day of favor, and the devil cannot do anything about it in Jesus' name. Till I come your way again tomorrow, I remain Benjamin Beckley. Be blessed. Amen.